kind of a bioscience cluster. It doesn't have the stats. So we could, you know, I think it'd be a disservice to the opportunity to say, well, it doesn't meet these statistics, and so it doesn't qualify as a cluster. Instead, we're saying we have this broad-based healthcare cluster. We're going to explore the opportunities in there, and we're going to pursue the opportunities across a number of our activities that include entrepreneurship, our partnership, our ongoing partnership with OHSU and PSU around commercialization, but also in the placemaking work that is called out here on the Central East Side as well as the South Waterfront. So I think it is addressed. We're obviously very committed to it. Happy to look before the document, you know, gets printed up to think about maybe there's some editing we can do to bring it out so that nobody can read this and somehow think that we don't support the industry, because we do think it is one of the great opportunities we have here, and I think we all view the Central East Side, South Waterfront development there as the place where it, you know, really could be a home there. So,
great. Okay, thank you. Any other questions for Patrick? Thank you very much. So,
thank you.
Motion to accept the report is in order.
So moved.
And a second.
Second.
Okay. Any further comments? Roll call, please.
Fish.
Well, first, to Chair Kelly and to Mayor Hales, who have led this effort, thank you and congratulations. To the Project Steering Committee folks, the sponsors, advisors, consultants, implementing bodies, we appreciate all the time and energy you put into this. And to Patrick and his tireless team, really appreciate the way that you engage the council on these kinds of exercises. And I think it's a better work product because of the inclusive way that you've sought people's inputs. I also want to acknowledge that three of us on this body were here when former Mayor Sam Adams put out a 5-year strategic plan on growing jobs in our community. And I think it was the first time that PDC had done a strategic plan of that kind. And I believe we exceeded a lot of the goals. So in a sense, this builds on that framework, but in my view, appropriately expands our focus to shared prosperity and equity. So I think this is an improvement and an enhancement looking forward. The concerns that I've raised about the high-level metrics isn't because I don't like to swing for the fences. It's because we have some examples in the recent past of PDC and the council making very bold and very visionary pronouncements and then falling short. And the one I keep coming back to, which is sort of, I think, at the heart of why we're embracing a new view going forward, is the Albina Plan. And the Albina Plan has a lot of similarities. A ton of very capable people linked arms and said they were going to fundamentally change some dynamics in Inner Northeast. And we fell way short. And there's lots of reasons why, but I think it cost PDC and the council credibility in falling so short. And I don't want this to be an exercise where 5 years from now we fall short through no fault of your own and we say, how come we haven't moved the needle on some things that also involve huge market forces and huge socioeconomic factors, frankly, beyond your control. I like swinging for the fences, don't get me wrong. I also want to jealously protect the hard-earned credibility that you have earned by doing really good work under your watch, Patrick. So that's the point I want to make. In a perfect world, I would have liked to have seen a little more about the small business opportunities. And I would note that there are cities across the country that are now saying small business, particularly around concierge service, is the future. And I think Chicago in particular, where the mayor has said, we want to really go deep with our small business community and perhaps do for small business what we do for film in providing very specific concierge services. That's for another conversation. But, Patrick, you've told me that this plan does not preclude that conversation. So we'll come back and talk about that. Overall, you, I think, have delivered a really fine product. And despite whatever concerns I have about whether we can reach the metrics, I join with my colleagues in embracing the challenge. And thank you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you to PDC and all the people. Very impressive list on the Project Steering Committee and all the other people. It looks like it's on a great track. I like it. I guess my only caution is that we should not forget that the key to all prosperity is a good job. And as long as that bottom line undergirds everything else here, I'm fully in support. Aye.
Nofik.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for the time you spent with each of us. Thanks to all of your staff and the steering committee members. And yes, these are noble goals, but I think we all understand that you're striving with all of us to achieve them. And if we don't achieve them, it won't be all PDC's fault, despite how convenient that might be.
Fritz.
I was somewhat nervous when we started the strategic planning process because I was very proud of the previous plan and wanted to make sure that we didn't expand to 13 cluster industries like we had before. I think it's an improvement. I believe it's an improvement. It clarifies what was meant in some of the clusters, and it sets out a very clear roadmap, and as Commissioner Fish noted, it emphasizes equity and emphasizes East Portland in a very appropriate way, and I appreciate that. Thank you for all your work. Thanks to the committee. Aye.
Thank you.
Hales.
Well, great work all. Patrick, staff, in fact, Kimberly Branham, who worked hard on this, I think is attending to a very important family matter today.
That's right.
So we want to thank her in temporary absentia and really a lot of great work and a lot of thoughtful discussion with the community. I guess let me just close with some good news, some bad news, and a challenge. The good news, I think, is that we've built a place that is now a critical mass of prosperity and livability that's attracting people from all over the nation. That's great. We've built such a great place. People want to come here and bring their companies here and bring their careers here. Good news. Bad news is that the jobs that are coming, many of them at least, require more education and large amounts of venture capital. So we have to connect our citizens to that new reality as well as try to make some changes in the structure of our local economy. The challenge, of course, is that a lot of PDC's resources are restricted to sticks and bricks kinds of projects because of urban renewal and the requirement to spend those funds in certain ways. But there are some examples of how PDC can work differently, even in that structure. And one of the greatest ones recently, I think we've all been there, is the Portland Mercado, which is a project in an urban renewal area supporting small entrepreneurs, supporting cultural diversity, working with a great community partner, the Hacienda Community Development Corporation. You know, it's a real model of how the traditional urban renewal function can work in a much more inclusive, small business-oriented, culturally appropriate way. And I think it's just a great success. And now there's some others maybe in the offing with the Asian Healthcare Center in Lentz that can carry on that tradition. So those are great partnerships, and we have to have a lot more of them to make this plan effective. I appreciate the tip of the hat from Brookings about us really focusing in this plan on shared prosperity and on inclusive growth, and that we are pushing the envelope with a plan that talks about that. In my previous career, I worked with a lot of economic development agencies around the country. None of them had a strategy that was anywhere near this focused on inclusive growth. So I think the fact that Brookings has noted that gives us validation that we are really trying hard, and that focusing on shared prosperity is not just checking a box of political correctness, but like a lot of other things we do here, whether it's climate or human rights, we're adopting a deliberate local strategy to work against pernicious national trends. There was a Nicholas Kristof column on Sunday in the New York Times that pointed out the fact that the bonus pool, just the bonus pool on Wall Street, so just the people who work in financial services on one street in one city in the United States, just the pool of money available for their bonuses equals twice the annual earnings of all Americans living full-time on the minimum wage. That's staggering and awful. And we have to work against those trends here to try to create a more inclusive, egalitarian economy. That's a pernicious national trend, but I think on a lot of things, Portland has countered them. We look at present trends and have to remember that they are present trends. They won't continue, and we need to make a new trend. And that's what this strategy is intended to do. So thank you all for great work, and I look forward to making it real in lots of ways and lots of places with lots of help. Thank you.
Aye. Thank you.
Well done.